If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick. No mess. No rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, January 5th, also known as a Wetness Day and Hump Day 2022. Sarah Vinny, Nick and Brinny, and our special guest, the one and only.
V to the hail.
V to the hail. What the hail?
What the hail?
V hail. You are one of those people on Instagram that everyone goes, that person is having more fun than me, than I.
Than I.
Are you just pretending to have that much fun, or are you actually having that much fun?
No, I guess I just, I don't know.
You're pretending, right? Because you're sad and crying inside. Is that, what? Tell me the truth.
Yeah, I like crawl out from the corner in the fetal position I'm usually in. I put on a fake story and then I crawl back to fetal position.
All right, good. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a fun time. God.
I'm so lonely. So lonely.
It's racist.
So this show's never dull moment.
Sad, mm-hmm.
Are you super jealous that Nikki has a boyfriend now?
No, I'm super excited for her. I would like someone to, like, you know, cuddle and poke me every now and then. But hey, in due time.
You want your bunch munch, or do you want to do some bunch munching?
Both.
What is this bunch munching?
Nobody.
Isn't it,
we said it. I said it yesterday, and
she's
just
trying to make it a thing.
I'm trying to make it a thing. Stop trying to make bunch munching happen.
Bunch munching.
Only the people who made it through yesterday's secret show all the way to the very end know what we're talking about. But
well, I knew that you meant ass play. So either way, I'm in.
Yeah. God, you love assholes.
You're
a lot,
a nice lady.
Huh?
Yes, she is.
I'm a giver, and I will certainly take.
That's
called reciprocation.
Okay? You're so awesome.
Yeah. Did you
wait? You know what's funny about the ass play is
what?
I was watching the old, because that's the only time they were good, Sex in the Cities, and I don't know if you guys ever watched that, but it was the episode where Miranda was dating the guy that
you're thinking
all of a sudden
Charlotte wanted was going to get it right.
No. Miranda's the
redhead.
Lawyer, the redhead. Yeah.
Okay.
And
she had a butt episode too, because the one I remember is the one where I don't want to be the up the butt girl.
Oh no, it wasn't anal. It was.
Butt munching.
Yeah, it was lick of the asshole. And so he like was doing it to her,
that
and she was
better.
Like, oh, I liked it. And so she was telling the friends, and then the next time he like put his butt up like he wanted her to, and everyone was like, OMG, that's so disgusting. And I was like, oh, well. No, it's not. If you just give it a little try. And I was
it's,
like,
it's
the room,
cucka the whole time.
It's not. You just make sure they're, you know,
yeah,
that they're clean.
You gotta be
do
showered.
Do I get like a flashlight out and like a Brillo pad and make sure?
Sarah, you do not
a bottle
do that
brush?
After a long day. It's something that happens after a shower, but it does feel pleasant. It's nice.
Once you get in there, you forget about it. And then they're all yours, and you're like, oh, yeah, now I'm really owning this motherfucker.
Right.
Oh. I don't need to own anyone.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're fine, but sexually in the bedroom, sometimes you want to know you have the power. Lick the asshole, you'll have it.
I'm never going
to
do that.
And that is your PSA, everyone. Welcome to Sesame Street.
Anyway,
by A.
Good morning, everybody.
So disturbed.
Yes, good morning. It's fine. I get it. People like all their own stuff. I can't understand why anyone likes that. Ugh. Anyway,
so wait, yeah. Let me ask you something, Sarah. So you've all the things you've done, and we've chronicled many adventures of your youth through your adulthood, and no one's ever put a tongue on your Buckeye,
right?
Okay.
And what? I've never put a tongue on anybody's Buckeye.
All right.
Yeah. I tell John that I'll do, I'm not going to lick it. I just don't think I can. I'll finger bang his butt. If he wanted me to, and he's like,
see.
He goes, nah, I don't want you to. I'm like, all right. Phew.
Yeah, because it's entering. Not all guys like the entering of the
I'll
asshole,
even just like, you know, I've heard you just can rub the thing and it's, you know, I'm like, look, we can start there.
A little bit of pressure on the outside is enough to, like, if you're close, that'll make you go.
He asks me not to. Just please don't do it. No, yeah. Stop. You're hurting
well,
me.
But look, if you licked it, he'd say, yes, sir, may I have another? Just saying.
You know, it's about the position. Like, can you, if you're.
Both. They can put their legs up or they can flip over and stick their ass up. It works both ways.
Oh.
The ass up is a little tough because it feels strange, but if you're getting, look,
you mean like
if you're getting
dogs?
A blowjob,
yeah.
And you're licking around the scrot, you're right freaking there. You just go, it's 1 inch below, just the same way if you're giving a lady, you know, oral.
Yeah.
It's not like her butthole's a million miles away from there. They're next door neighbors.
It's far enough, though. It's far enough.
No, they're like, you know, best friends.
Like, they can reach out through each window of the house and high-five each other.
Yes, that's they're true. Very close.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that... I'm surprised...
I've never done butt up, but you can. I've seen it in, like, porns and stuff.
Like, if a guy did a bend-over pull-apart, I'd be like, I don't want to! Don't!
Well, they
stop
don't
it! That's
apart.
Just... I don't...
Yeah, that's a
they
little
don't.
Focused.
It's you, not like you,
you have to get
like...
your face in between their cheeks? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Let's how just, deep are their cheeks?
I don't know. I have no idea. You're the one
you
who knows
start
the
slowly,
depth of
just like a little, she has like a little boop, and then a little another boop, and then you just then it's a boop and a swirl.
I don't want to make anyone feel bad about how much they love ass, but I am not. I just don't.
Well, I'm hard
it's
to
a mystery,
shame, so I don't care.
No, I'm not trying to. I get that you're clearly. Not going to be shamed, but I don't want someone sitting out there going, "Well, Sarah thinks this is."
Well,
fucking...
don't knock it till you try it, Sarah.
No, I'm knocking it. Full knock off, and I have tried it. I did anal once.
Yeah, once, but I'm talking about the.
That was not negative.
Your review was.
We could play the audio. There's audio of you saying,
"Fine,
yeah,
you find that audio, and it's not. It's
oh fuck you! Do not try to challenge me on that. I will go look for that and play it tomorrow if you want me to do.
See if you can do it.
All right. You guys heard that, right? When I fucking play it back, you're gonna be so mad about it.
I know. Why did I have to?
Dude, if
you have a terrible memory, Sarah, you really do.
It was, I remember it being, like, we were sort of hot and we were going to try it, and it was, so it was exciting. But after we did it, it was like, that's never needs to happen again. And we've never gone back to it. I think we might have done
well,
it one
look,
other
no
time.
No one's trying to sell it to you. You don't have to do it.
It seems like you
no.
are. Uh-uh. It really feels like everyone's like, oh, Sarah, she doesn't, she's all repressed and
we
shit.
We just want you to open your mind, Sarah.
It's open. I tried it. I didn't like it.
Asshole.
It's over.
And your butt cheeks.
I don't
want
to open my ass.
Open those butt cheeks.
I hate this show. I'm on the record.
Him,
I hate this show.
Let him boop
I hate
your
it.
Brown hole. And
I don't want anything booped or bopped or
just,
even bleeped.
It's just a way you dip your toe in.
I don't want to be toed or fingered. In that area.
It's like sex. You start with missionary and then next thing you know, you got all the different positions. Like same.
And a sex
like
swing. I mean,
down.
Look, it's, I don't know, you guys. Look, don't bother playing the audio. I'm sure it's me going, you know, trying to be.
Uh-huh.
Trying to make you guys think I'd liked it.
Uh-huh.
Don't bother.
Oh, boy.
Don't bother.
Now she's all, oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure my review wasn't like hating on it. Because I do remember being embarrassed that I'd done it, and then, but I had to tell
you
guys
because
we
it,
talked
yeah.
so much about it.
That's what you're embarrassed talking about? The shit I've said on this fucking show. And you're like, well, I tried anal with the husband I've been with for years. And I'm all, yeah, just plow into the asshole. Boop it up.
The boop is one of my favorite things. No, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't want to hear my words thrown back at me. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah,
of course you don't.
I don't like it.
Because your memory's terrible, that's why.
Shut up. Yeah. You shut up. Get your words thrown back at you. Bryn's the only one who doesn't have to suffer from that because he's in charge of the words being thrown.
Right.
I don't like that.
I love that. Half of the people listening to this are like, yes, lick that asshole. And the other half are like, Sarah, like, oh my God, these people are so disgusting.
They like asshole totally and shit. They're into shit.
Yeah, that's
she said
what we're
to boop a brown hole.
Yeah. Oh my God. Brown hole booping is out. It's so out.
It's so out. That was so last year. You don't brown hole boop anymore.
And you know what's funny? Is that actually in the grand scheme of the shit that's available for people to do? That's nothing, right?
No.
Like anal is nothing. There's you can watch ladies crush mice in high heels. Like, I mean, it gets fucked up out there in the world.
No, that's sick fetish shit.
Well, look, to each his own, right? I have to, and if you're into all boop booping, beep bopping, fine.
If your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Just quit trying to fucking sell it to me.
I think that's a lot more normal than like the guys who like to watch women sit on balloons and pop them and that gets their dick hard. That to me is mental trauma from something far below.
Yeah,
getting your asshole licked is just normal play.
Right.
Well, nothing has to die in the beep bop of the balloon. Who cares? I think that's fine. If that's what turns you on, yay. Is that a thing?
I'm just saying that's more weird. Yeah, it's like one of the things I've like watched like document, you know, like the shows they have on like, I don't know, 8,000 streaming things.
I actually don't know, but tell me
everything. That's like a weird fetish thing. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you need a girl to pop a balloon with her ass to wank off your wiener, but you think that like getting your asshole licked is where you go weird, like that's, I think we're just fine.
Yeah.
Those are all our holes we're supposed to play with sexually. God-given holes. To shit, to fuck, to
look
boop.
At the serious look on her face, too. What God-given holes?
That's what we used to play with back in the day before there was any porn or fetish anything, and they were just in a castle. They were licking assholes.
You know what's weird?
I don't think they were. I actually think asshole licking is a new development because there was no bathing in castle days.
Well, yeah, so they were grosser people, but they still did it.
Now, no, because then their face smelled like ass afterward.
They'd already smell like ass.
Not their face.
Yeah.
No.
They never bathed. You just said it.
Is that chocolate fudge?
Nope, it's shit from the wench down the hall.
No, I. You know what? I do think it's imagine bubbles. Kids coming up now that look at porn, regular daily porn that's available, and buttholes are just normal.
Oh, totally.
In
just,
every
just
video,
one of the holes.
I do think that you know, like for Sarah and I coming up, you couldn't get your hands like she's a lady, so she wasn't looking for it the same way I was. But I couldn't even get my hands on the stuff the way I would have liked. So,
you would take what you would get.
And I get these magazines, and that just a picture of a pussy was what I would hyper focus on for ever until I could get a new picture to look at. So that was sort of porn. But now you've got videos.
For free, available 24/7.
Yeah, it's just a library of the stuff. And the regular stuff they're making now, buttholes are part of that. I even look at, like, I look at 70s porn, and it's in there, but it's not in there like it is in today's stuff. It's daily, regular, almost every video.
Okay.
Well, now you can just search any fetish on those things and just get, like... Do you ever see the advertisements that pop up on Pornhub and they're like anime? And I'm like, we're watching a fake person.
No, that is actually pretty hot. I've watched some anime porn and been like, I am surprisingly hard from this.
Okay. Hard.
My dick is really hard from this.
You had a blood engorged cock from anime porn. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I drew it on there. It was like a fake.
I'll tell you the stuff that I will, when I do a search, I'll do like tan lines. I'm freaking pathetic. I'll search tan lines.
Is
that like your thing?
No, I am just saying I don't have these extreme desires. Like I they're very visual. Sometimes it'll be hairy. Like I want a hairy pussy,
So you just like put in code words, like you put in like chainsaw, beach ball.
Chainsaw.
Cup, two girls, one cup, and something would pop up.
All those things are terrible.
I don't know.
You put in search terms.
You just any little, you wouldn't have to say.
I like homemade. That's what I go for.
Oh, homemade.
Because it seems
homemade
more realistic. Yeah.
I hate homemade.
I can't fucking stand the scenarios. There's always like, hey, brother, we shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, shut the fuck up with your acting. This is exhausting.
I just fast forward.
Yeah, no, I know that. But as soon as they start acting, it's like, I want to see somebody like in their real house, like doing some real sex.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question, V.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you will sit down in front of a computer with your pants off, so you're bottomless, and you spread your legs, and you hit play on a video, and then you what? You finger yourself, or you get your vibrator, or both, or what?
Depending on the mood, yeah. Either I'll do it, or I'll have my vibrator. I haven't watched porn in a while, though. But ever since Pornhub came around, I'm like, yeah, this is it. It speeds the process along to have a visual.
I don't need if I'm looking for ways to slow it down when I'm alone. I would never watch porn by myself. There's just no reason.
I'm sorry. You're looking for ways to slow it down when you're alone, but you want it faster when you actually have a human being.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because listen, it will be, I kid you not, if I'm by myself in bed with my vibrator and I know exactly where it goes and I'm picturing what I want to picture in my head, and it could take 15 seconds.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So I actually feel like when things are getting jostled and banged around down there, and it's, you know, it's harder to get that momentum going, like, okay, don't move. Just like that. You know,
I guess I like the whole. It's not about getting to the climax all the time. I'm saying that I like it to take a while when you have a person because you're playing.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like six to 8 minutes is perfect. Oh. I love it.
I can't with you.
You can so. You have been all this time. Don't act
10
like
minutes,
this
your
new.
Alarm on your phone goes off. Out of time.
I've never had the alarm. I always turn the alarm off. There is an alarm, but it has never gone off, so. I know. God. Listen, he's got stuff to do too. We've been married for, I mean, we're coming up on 30 years.
Yikes.
I know. I think when I started this job, we'd been married for 4 years. Crazy.
Damn.
I know. That's how long I've been fucking sitting in this chair. Well, not this chair, but
right.
Sitting in this chair. Anyway, on that note, listen, we actually got a weirdly late start. So we're going to, this is going to do it. And Vanessa, what? I know, because we can't get to a bad advice. Don't act like you didn't know this was going to happen. Don't. Just don't do that. Do not do that. You know what happened.
I just can't get enough of RV. She's so wonderful.
Well, let's have her back on tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, if this isn't a conversation to have a dude bring me home to with his parents, right? Like, so do you guys, you know, brown eye boop each other? You've been married for a while. Great spaghetti, though, Ma. Okay. I mean, they'd be like,
I don't understand why you're talking to your mother-in-law about this. What are you talking about?
No, meeting them. My potential.
Why would you say this in front of them?
It's a joke. I'm saying, isn't this clearly I'm like some bitch you want to take home?
Oh, no, you are.
Classy bride.
Bryn and I in the back of our minds are like, yeah, she sounds fun. What are you talking about?
You have a conversation in the car pre-arrival when you're with V and you say, you're not going to say any of that shit. I'm assuming you're not, but I'm just gonna say that is definitely do not bring up the boop bop beep.
I wouldn't boop bop.
We hand
parents,
V
actually.
Some three by five note cards with little things to say on them, like the spaghetti's delicious, Mrs. Hassan.
Oh yeah, I love your draperies.
Yes,
you know, things like that. Those are
if dad got the new recliner, make sure you point it out. That recliner looks so comfy, and he's like, oh yeah, I just got it.
Is that Naga hide? Mm-hmm. Okay. Vinny, give me those magic words, would you please? Happy Secret Show, everybody.
The end.
Thanks, V.